Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Changes come to the garden in a sweeping way this summer. Make your reservations to see the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. If you are not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. The time is approaching when SOAR, the wonderful tropical butterfly exhibit, will be closing. I visited the exhibit during its first week last April, but had not been back since, and I'm so glad I took the time to visit again. The wonderful diversity of the exotic butterflies is so incredible to witness. Of course, the most dramatic is the blue morpho, a butterfly that has a wingspan about the size of a man's hand, and on one side of the wing, it's electric blue. On the other, a brown and sort of pinky design that serves as camouflage when the butterfly closes its wings to rest. When July ends, so does this exhibit, and so does the flamboyance exhibit. If you haven't gotten a picture of yourself with a few of the flamingo topiaries, or maybe a bunny or two, you will miss them completely if you wait much longer. Just next to the flamboyance of flamingos is the Garden of the Senses. And unlike the topiaries, which do not respond well to human touch, the plants in the Garden of the Senses are meant to be touched or sniffed, which makes it a wonderful place to explore. There are over 200 named scented geraniums in the plant world, and there are a small selection of scented geraniums in the Garden of the Senses. You will notice the geranium copthorn, which is full and lovely right now. Rub a leaf and your fingers will carry a cedar scent. Another lovely scented geranium is the lemon-scented geranium. One thing about the scented geraniums, while the plants look very similar, you'll see the difference in the blooms and, of course, the scents. Also in bloom is the chocolate-scented daisy. Just breathe in the scent of the flower for a hit of chocolate. And interestingly, while the flavor is not as good as the scent, if you have this plant in your garden at home, the flowers are edible and make a sweet garnish for your salad. If you're interested in a lovely cloud of fragrance, head out of the Garden of the Senses on Tram Road and through the Banyan Grove, which, by the way, is not the best cloud of scent right now with the overripe fruit scent. But when you get to the intersection of Tram Road and Creek Lane, revel in the scent of the big carissa on the right corner. The scent is something like jasmine mixed with gardenia. As with many other plant families, there are more varieties of carissa in the garden, like the carissa spinarum, or natal plum that is blooming in the tropical garden just below the desert collection. Everything about the natal plum is toxic to people except the fruit. The fruit is said to have a flavor something like an unsweetened cranberry, and in some areas of the world is used to make pies, jams, and jellies. Just next to the natal plum is a privet. Privet can be pruned into a great hedge, but left on its own, it will have a wild look and a very pungent odor when in bloom. If you walk the paths in this tropical area of the garden, the Chinese scholar tree or pagoda tree is blooming. These tiny white blooms grow on panicles that can be 12 inches long and 12 inches wide and are showy on their own. But when the blooms begin to drop, it looks like there's snow on the ground. Across the walkway in the desert collection is an interesting Siphostemma jutei, also known as wild grape. However, this little beauty is one of the many plants in the garden not to be eaten. The fruit might look harmless or even tasty, but eating this toxic fruit can send you out for a stomach pump. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.